thing that concerns me the most is the threat to our democracy posed by 40% of the American population thinking that the election was stolen, and the constant droning of message that comes from the right wing and from Trump himself and all his supporters, and frankly the cult that they've developed, is a serious threat to our democracy, because left unchecked, it can become a corrosive thing that at best erodes democracy, at worst destroys it. So I'm thankful that Progress Texas is out there countering that message every day, helping people understand that there is an alternative facts, the real facts, that they should listen to instead of the nonsense coming out of the right.
It's Friday, April 26, 2024, and this is the Progress Texas Daily Dispatch, rapid response on the breaking news stories Texas progressives need to know. I'm Chris Mosier. Diving into the aftermath of the overzealous police crackdown requested by administrators at the University of Texas at Austin this week, Nick Robertson at The Hill says Travis County Attorney Delia Garza's office confirmed yesterday that they've decided not to move forward with any of the 46 trespassing cases they've reviewed from the protests, citing a lack of probable cause. Governor Greg Abbott has continued to celebrate the obviously ham-fisted crackdown, labeling the demonstrations anti-Semitic, on which Jewish communities on campus themselves were divided, with some criticizing the protests and others backing it, including oft-quoted UT professor and podcaster Jeremy Suri, who says, quote, "They're not shouting anything anti-Semitic. They're not harassing anyone. They're standing on the green lawn expressing themselves. The appropriate response would be to ask them to be contained in an area, let them stay on the grass, and let them shout until they have no voices left," unquote. A sentiment echoed by Austin State Senator Sarah Eckhart on our Progress Texas Happy Hour episode on the topic, published last night and right before this pod in our feed. Eckhart is calling for the safe spaces for protests that have historically and traditionally been a common feature of the college campus environment. A second statement from UT President Jay Hartzell acknowledges the obvious, which is that Wednesday was, quote, "a rough, divisive day for our campus," unquote, and expresses relief, which we share, that nobody was hurt on Wednesday, but continues to use the potential disruption of UT class schedules as justification for calling in a phalanx of armored and heavily armed troopers to physically put down a peaceful protest. Hartzell notes that 26 of the over 50 arrests on Wednesday were of people with no official UT affiliation, and cites a desire by UT to prevent the establishment of a long-term protest encampment similar to those seen at other campuses across the country, which, by the way, the sitch at UT is not unique, as you've heard. Rachel Treisman and Ayanna Archie at NPR cover similar scenes across the country. Emory University, Northwestern University, Cornell University, George Washington University, Princeton University, and the City College of New York have all seen the establishment of solidarity encampments of students calling for an end both to the Israel-Hamas war and those universities' financial involvement with companies that profit from that war. USC, Princeton, and Emerson have all seen mass arrests, as at Texas, all of which could certainly be construed as a national uprising of American youth against the military actions of Netanyahu in Israel, but which unscrupulous Republicans will continue to cast as a national outbreak of anti-Semitic hate, which of course makes the messaging and language surrounding all of this all the more critical. Progress Texas advocacy manager Reagan Stone has published our org's take on the matter, which is that we strongly condemn this authoritarian response to constitutionally held rights and the arrests that occurred during that peaceful protest. Stone reminds us of Governor Abbott's strongly worded admonishment against the infringement of First Amendment expression on college campuses in Texas just a few years back in 2019 when he signed SB 18 into law. Stone also notes that accusations of anti-Semitism against anti-war protesters is highly cynical and a case of projection, when the fact is that far-right extremism plays by far the largest role in domestic anti-Semitic hate activity in recent years. That's your side, Greg. Our allies at the free speech advocacy org FIRE have spoken up, too. In a letter to UT President Hartzell, they expressed deep concern at the university's, quote, "outrageous and unnecessary use of riot police to forcibly disperse students and faculty engaged in a peaceful Gaza solidarity walkout," unquote, calling this an inexcusable and disproportional infringement of constitutional rights and a violation of state law. As we talked about on yesterday's pod with Senator Eckhart, Attorney Austin Kaplan, and Amber Mills of Move Texas, the crackdown at UT is part of a broader purge, if you will, being conducted by the Republican Party. Sometimes, as we've reported, a purge directed at its own members, which makes the distinguishing between really bad actors and just run-of-the-mill GOP toadies harder to do. For example, again from Nick Robertson at The Hill, Governor Abbott has just endorsed Republican U.S. Representative Tony Gonzalez, himself the target of hard-right fringers in the U.S. House, whom he's recently referred to as scumbags. Abbott chooses the moderately moderate incumbent over the paramilitary gun enthusiast YouTuber challenging him in a primary runoff at the end of the month. We wonder what scared Governor Abbott away from the AK guy. Ken Paxton's not one to be left out of the news, and looky here, Nicole Hensley and Jen Rice at the Houston Chronicle say Paxton, in definite contrast to Travis County DA Jose Garza, has teamed up with outgoing and deeply unpopular Democratic Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg, who's soon to be replaced by Sean Teer, in going after three former staffers of Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo in a COVID-19 contract corruption case. It would appear that Houston area primary voters were right in directing Kim Ogg towards the door. More of what happens when your DA sucks. Berenice Garza at the Texas Tribune says Tarrant County District Attorney Phil Sorrells has decided to pursue the reinstatement of the voter fraud conviction against Crystal Mason, who you'll recall was recently acquitted of charges related to her mistakenly voting in the 2016 election, for which she was not eligible due to a tax violation. Tommy Booster Clancy, senior staff attorney at the ACLU of Texas, says, quote, "It's disappointing that the state has chosen to request further review of Ms. Mason's case, but we are confident that justice will ultimately prevail," unquote. And hey, even with all that, don't forget to vote this weekend. Early voting continues in the May 4th municipal election. Super important local oversight positions with our county tax appraisal districts on the ballot. Generally, the more boring an election sounds, the more important it actually is. And that's the case here. Poor progressive participation in this election could spell big trouble for our largely democratically run cities. Solid coverage of how to keep that from happening at ProgressTexas.org, GoVoteTexas.org, and in today's show notes. Be sure and hit our web store at ProgressTexas.org, where you'll see Y'all Means All Revolution and our most popular Humans Against Ted Cruz t-shirts, all union-made right here in Texas and super comfy. Your purchase helps us keep doing what we do, and we appreciate it very much. That's the Progress Texas Daily Dispatch for this Friday, April 26, 2024. Links to all these original stories can be found in our show notes. Progress Texas is a nonprofit rapid response media organization promoting progressive messages and actions. While campaigns come and go, we're the permanent home for progressive media in action in the Lone Star State. All about all we do at ProgressTexas.org. I'm Chris Mosier. Have a great weekend. We'll see you again on Monday.